It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Monday morning installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we remind you to news responsibly. Welcome our worldwide audience tuning in, having fun in the comments section. It's your own little party there on our Hank Facebook Live. It was, I actually went to go see this on opening weekend. It was a big one for the box office thanks to the Minecraft movie.
Chicken jockey!
And it struck gold, as they say. $157 million, over $300 million globally. So if you haven't been drugged to it yet, you would. It's a good movie.
Oh,
we saw in 3D. So I kept the glasses. I don't know why. I always do that. It's like I'm not going to be in a life scenario where I'm going to need. Wait a minute. I've got some 3D glasses.
Oh,
but I have them
just in case.
So it is the top start, hottest start ever for a movie based on a video game, which is actually saying something in recent years. And it's fun. It's Jack Black. And he is
super fun.
Jack Black.
And
that's
also
like all he does.
Jason Momoa.
He makes the movie, quite honestly. And there is crowd participation because there's a scene, and this is evidently thanks to TikTok, where there's a moment in the movie that it became viral and everybody starts, when it happens, yells out,
"Chicken jockey!"
Chicken jockey.
Not like it's
when
a
little baby zombie gets on top of a chicken. And that's what you do.
Okay. I had no idea.
I wonder what would happen with the Rocky Horror Picture Show had TikTok been a thing back in the day.
Oh, chicken jockey!
The theaters would have never been the same again.
I don't know.
Unusable.
Two thumbs up. Minecraft movie.
Now, here's a fun fact. Adding a reality show to your resume does not necessarily guarantee instant success. Poor Alec Baldwin learning this the hard way after his new gig is a flop. Insiders say he really needed the show The Baldwins to make a comeback, but it only got to 420,000 viewers for the second episode. Insiders are saying it is a downright disaster. Apparently, the idea was that he was seen as a family man. It would rehab his image.
Mm. Well,
best laid plans. I mean, but at least he has like 57 kids to console him.
I mean, he gave it a shot.
That is enough out of you.
Well, there's plenty more. Saw this filtering around over the weekend. Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn. They were playing a show, I believe this was, yes, in Indianapolis. And fans said in video he looked winded throughout the set. And they were doing the encore, and Ronnie Dunn had to leave a little early by it. Sat down part of the set playing the guitar. Well, it turns out it was just, he was getting basically over a cold. So he was just a little run down in the whole thing. Didn't want to cancel the show. Went ahead with it. Made it through most of the encore. So,
well, and he's 71.
Well, that too. But my parents could outrun me in circles right now. So,
chicken jockey.
Exactly. I'm more on the Jack Black spectrum. Now, as far as the concert with Alan Jackson. He was down in Georgetown, just north of Austin, and this is his final tour stop this past weekend in the state of Texas because he hangs it up after his last concert next month in May. But he was out there very cold, by the way, and it was at a venue that had one of those pits in the middle, you know, like at the front, where, you know, it's a standing room only type thing.
So you can
wash. Well, they didn't even have that open, but the whole place was sold out elsewhere. And at one point towards the end, Alan, he says, "We need to be having a good time." He said, "Don't worry, they won't arrest you. Y'all come over." And the fans start streaming and cascading over the barricades, to which security did have a major issue with this thing. So they stopped the show for about 10 to 15 minutes right there. And then AJ gets back on and says, quote, "I guess they don't like having a good time." And he points out a woman drinking a beer. Said, "Get her."
That's right.
Rabble rousing to the end, but definitely an unforgettable moment for the final AJ show in Texas.
So did anyone get arrested?
No.
I've got questions.
No, everybody's okay. And it was cold, so it was Colder than a hoochie coochie?
Oh. So when I grow up, I've decided that today I want to be a dog, preferably okay. belonging to one Oprah Winfrey, the queen of talk, reportedly leaving $30 million for the care of her precious pooches if and when she meets her demise. Now she's worth $3
billion. Yeah.
So this is really just a drop in the bucket. And I don't know, but some morning show disc jockeys in Fort Worth, Texas may be available for adoption as well, Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 500,000 animals go homeless every year because their owners didn't put provisions into place before they cashed it all in.
I wonder what Stedman thinks of all this.
No.
You ain't getting nothing, Stedman.
I know.
People even remember him?
Put a ring on it.
Certainly remember this, and was sad to see Jane North, who was Dennis the Menace in the 60s, passed away yesterday, his family reported, at the age of 73. He'd been battling cancer. And it was supposed to be another deadline, dead day for TikTok.
Oh.
But that was supposed to be on Saturday. Another deadline. Well, no deal. So, Trump extended the TikTok deadline another 75 days. And ByteDance, who owns it over there in China, said China won't let them sell it now because of the tariff thing.
Oh.
Which, if you actually try to talk politics on TikTok, I would get off of TikTok at the
moment. Chicken jockey! Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
So one of your favorite things in life is to watch people reverse into parking spots. Am I correct on this, KB?
Everybody loves it.
You gotta do it. It's a thing in the great state of Texas. And we have more proof that it is really good for everyone. New study shows that it can save money on gas and increase safety. Taking the time to reverse back into that state in space instead of just driving on in. Well, apparently it uses more fuel. It's better to do this maneuver with a warm engine. And if you're not confident with reverse parking but want to save on your fuel bill, might be time to get some practice in, according to Reduce My Excess.
Backing into parking spaces is actually good. And that enrages everybody that is annoyed by people that back into parking spaces. Because now they... See? I know.
Where is your manager?
I can barely get in front ways.
In the sporting weekend, UConn in the women's basketball championship NCAA beat South Carolina. They crushed them 82-59 yesterday. Now, Florida will take on Little Houston, the Cougars, taking on big old Florida in the men's final tonight. So, Houston, yeah, stunned Duke over the weekend in the Final Four. And also in hockey news, which I know you're big into.
Absolutely.
Alexander Ovechkin, this is worth noting, overtook Wayne Gretzky to become the top scorer in NHL history. That is one of the records they said would never fall.
Mark Phillips is going to be very, very upset by this.
I can't believe we didn't get an email. And then, talking about signing things, over 47,000 people and counting signed a petition to rename the Nashville International Airport, rename it to Dolly Parton International Airport.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought the Parton from Parton had a pretty good ring to it. It is kind of appropriate. It was voted. No joke. I'm not joking about this. It's an actual scientific fact.
Leave it alone.
It is the bumpiest tarmac in the nation. So I'm just bringing
you're
up
on
a fact.
Restriction.
Watch it coming.